Good afternoon. It's time for another edition of Rockin' the Boat. My name's the V-Man, and you're tuned to Free Radio Santa Cruz, 96.3 on your FM dial, 91.3 FM in Olympia, Washington, and on the World Wide Web at www.freakradio.org. Today on Rockin' the Boat, special guests live in studio performance with Ann Feeney and Chris Chandler, renowned rabble-rouser musicians. We'll be hearing from them on today's program. They'll be playing some songs from their newest album titled Holy Stolen Empire. And we'll get their thoughts on what's happening in this world right now. Stand by, stay tuned, Rockin' the Boat coming up straight ahead. Ann Feeney and Chris Chandler in the studio. Renowned rabble-rouser and union maid Ann Feeney and acrobatic performance poet Chris Chandler are in the studio with their metaphoric high-wire act, a dynamic concoction of rousing music, folken word poetry, and humor that inspired the Boston Herald to call them the most creatively radical performers on the coffee house circuit. Pittsburgh native Ann Feeney, who has spent decades putting her songs and body on the front line of the labor movement, possesses a seemingly limitless repertoire of activist songs that provides the musical counterpoint to Georgia-born Chris Chandler's vaudevillian presentation of beat poetry and road tales from his journeys. Celebrating the release of their new album, Live from the Holy Stolen Empire, Ann Feeney and Chris Chandler present their highly theatrical collage of songstress, southern preacher, and wandering minstrel show, all in the cause of working people's solidarities. I want to welcome you both to our studios.
Thank you, Vinny.
That was great. I was very impressed with how well you read that.
Thank you. Sorry, we don't have a third mic, unfortunately. I had a third mic set up for you for your guitar.
You don't have any corporate sponsors or anything?
No corporate sponsorship.
This is as well-appointed as most listener-supported community stations. I'd say this is mighty fine. In fact, we've been in plenty that didn't have three mics.
Yeah. Where have you been? You've been on pirate radio before? What stations have you played in?
Well, I've been on the one in San Marcos, Texas. was going very well for a while, and we were just on there a little while ago.
There was a real sweet pirate radio station set up during SOA,
in Atlanta.
It's really Columbus.
Yeah,
and of course, and of course, Radio Free Berkeley,
right? Which is now Berkeley Liberation Radio.
Cool.
Well, you got a guitar there, and why don't we get you to play a couple songs while you're here in our studios? We can talk a little more later. But what do you got for us right now?
We'll do our State of the Union message.
Great.
In times of great crisis, the world looks to great leaders. Winston Churchill, Franklin Roosevelt. But who did we get? Well, fasten your seatbelts, ladies and gentlemen. This is a visit to Six Flags Over Mecca. And the rides in this theme park are very, very dangerous.
She flies through the air with the greatest of ease, the beautiful girl on the flying trapeze.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a genuine carnival of old. We have cabinet freak shows and foreign policy roller coasters, multinational corporate clowns and phony media hype men pitching a rigged game that promised something of value but was impossible to win, leaving us to choose the cheap prize that no one really wanted, Forrest W. Gump. A tiny, wind-up chicken hawk standing on the trophy shelf to the extreme right of his father, Ronald Reagan, and Richard Nixon.
Hey, you with the red checkered hat on, would you like to see what you've won? A world of adventure is waiting for you behind door number one.
See the puppet show with return visit from many members of the original cast. Why, we have Dick Cheney as Elmer Fudd, Donald Rumsfeld as Yosemite Sam, and Elizabeth Dole takes the place of Jesse Helms in the role of just plain Goofy.
For tonight's performance, the role of Clarence Thomas will be played by Al Jolson.
Tony Blair plays Pluto, Mickey Mouse's vicious attack dog who seems to have lost, or maybe never had, any genitalia. Why, this show once featured Ronald Reagan as a marionette for big business, but now the same guys had their hand stuck so far up the tight rectal sphincter of George W. Bush, they could operate this guy like a hand puppet.
Thrills, spills, and adventure. You'll cry and you'll scream and you'll laugh. Take a peek. behind the red door for only a buck and a half.
Step right up. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a shell game. Have the astonishing Ashcroft ask you which rock is Bin Laden hiding under. And as you stand there mesmerized, you find your pockets have been picked and your civil liberties disappear before your very eyes. While all around you, cheap carnival hucksters cash in with t-shirts that say, God bless the USA. You were made in sweatshops in Bangladesh, a Muslim country. While CNN asks, why do they hate us? While all around you, our whole culture is so distorted, it can only be viewed from the funhouse mirror.
Ha 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 ha!
But these days, when we look into the funhouse mirror, our reflection seems normal. For instance, our president claims that we were attacked because we are the beacon of hope and opportunity. It has absolutely nothing to do with our desire to turn the world into a shopping mall, and our response should be to go out and buy more stuff. New flag for your SUV, $1,995. New SUV, $40,000. Looking more patriotic than your neighbors? Priceless.
Would you like to buy a bottle? We swear you will never grow old. It takes lines from your face, gets you a date, it cures the common cold.
Though elected by the overwhelming indifference of the American people, public opinion polls now show us generally divided between the patriotic and the jingoistic. 15% saying that the ability to find Afghanistan on a globe should not be a requirement for the commander-in-chief as long as we bomb someone. 23% saying that failure to display a flag that does not cover the entirety of your house, lawn, and two-thirds of the sidewalk is signs of militant Islamic tendencies and is grounds for deportation, internment, and in truly egregious cases, that person should be forced to watch a Lee Greenwood concert.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I think I'm free to get 6 miles a gallon in my cool Jeep Cherokee. And I will stand up and kick your ass if you're different than me. There ain't no doubt in no one's mind. I love my SUV.
We Americans now long for the golden comfort of the familiar, as our president says, get back to normal. Go to Disneyland. This will show that we are truly the superior culture. Our mighty department stores and strip malls will homogenize every speck of variety, so the only sense of innovation left to us is new and different ways to export supersized blandness to every possible corner in the global theme park. Well, we could have the Hard Rock Cafe, Islamabad. At the food court, we may have trouble convincing Mexicans just what a Chalupa Supreme really is, but Taco Bell, it's the people's taco.
Registered trademark.
But that's nothing compared to the McMuslim burger, a samosa with cheese, McHoof and mouth disease, and KFCIA.
The bright lights make you dizzy as the big wheel spins you around. You can almost smell the heavens till the big wheel brings you down.
Yes, indeed, it's Forrest W. Gump, a man so singularly unqualified to be the president that the Secret Service has had to change their name to the Witless Protection Program. But there he is, using Ronald Reagan's same old lines. We're going to smoke them out. Wanted, dead or alive. You're either with us or you're against us.
So I thought this was all about getting Osama bin Laden. What happened to him? Where is he?
You're either with us or you're against us.
And then it was all about Saddam Hussein. He's still around, isn't he?
You're either with us or you're against us.
And where are those weapons of mass destruction?
You're either with us or you're against us.
I don't know. I'm thinking about it. And for my money, the guy with his finger on the trigger ought to be able to pronounce the word nuclear.
It's like a mantra or a sing-along being sung by Disney-like mechanical heads of states operated by the wonderful Wall Street Wizards of Oz. Pay no attention to that corporation behind the flag. But no matter how many times they sing, ruin a perfect wilderness for a cord of natural gas, cut taxes for the rich and give the poor a bath, it always ends with the same old line. It's a small mind after all.
Woohoo! Ann Feeney and Chris Chandler live in our studio. What was that song called?
Carnivals.
Carnivals. And inspired by our wondrous unelected president?
Well, it was actually written by Associated Press. I mean, it was just straight out. I was actually reading from today's newspaper. I didn't actually write a word of it.
Maybe you could talk a bit about the history of that sort of comical, musical way to get across a political message.
Well, I believe it actually started in the Mesopotamia region, in the Fertile Crescent. It's
been since bombed.
Yes, yes. The origin of that particular genre has been bombed in recent years. No, it's as old as time immemorial, telling stories and singing songs and breaking it up, and we're just trying to add a little modern equivalent of it.
And your former band, Chris Chandler and the Convenience Store Troubadours.
Yes.
Are they still making music nowadays?
Well, all of them are. David Rovics, I noticed one of your David Rovics CDs over there.
Is he part of the Convenience Store Troubadours?
He was in that band. And Samantha Parton is in a band called the Be Good Tanyas, who are making headlines all over the place. And there's Laura Freeman is in a group called the Road Dog Divas. And if they come down here, you should definitely check them out.
The Road Dog Divas. We'll look for that. Ann Feeney, how did you two start playing together?
Oh, I've been a fan of Chandler's since he was just a kid. I produced him in Pittsburgh. The first time I heard him in Pittsburgh, I asked him if he could... I heard him in Philadelphia, and I asked him if he could make a trip to Pittsburgh to open for Pete Seeger. And he did, and Pete loved him. And we've just been really good friends ever since. I think I've produced every act he's ever worked with in concert in Pittsburgh. But now here I am on the road with him.
And where has this tour taken you thus far?
Pretty much everywhere in the United States and Canada. We've been circumnavigating a flat plane for 2.5 years.
Nonstop?
Pretty much, yeah.
Pretty much. Is this the last stop here for you now?
Yes, our last show on this tour will be here in Santa Cruz on Monday night at Henflings. Uh-huh. Yes, indeed. That'll be the last stop of this tour.
And then a much needed break, I assume?
Yes, yes.
Well, break and break. I think Chandler's going to be doing some working and traveling around Canada. I'm going down to Guatemala to see my son in the Peace Corps.
Awesome. Got another tune for us?
Sure.
A funny thing happened on the way to the abyss. You see, it is a fact that it's nature's way that our flesh was once primal clay. And we borrow it for a short time, then we return it to the primordial slime. And man came and went and really changed the scheme. It's just that all our byproducts have changed the theme.
Look at that flounder leaping, bound, impervious to cold, oh. Damn that frost, my crops are lost, my farm has to be sold, oh. What's the harm in creative farming? It's so up to date, oh. Here's my wish, combine that fish with a ripe tomato. Roundup ready, you can't kill them crazy beans, genetically unsteady. Come on, eat your greens.
You see, we have dumped so much plastic into the dirt that the future's grass actually came up as astroturf. So many fluorocarbons into the ozone that the clouds became styrofoam. And next came blooming fields of Dacron polyester and living aluminum trees and miles of NutraSweet granular coastline lapped by diet soda seas.
Take that gene and fire it in your favorite vegetation. Uh-huh. Got a fin that ain't no sin, it's a new GM creation. Super grain is mighty neat, no vermin can infesto. Bioethics cannot beat our corporate manifesto. Roundup ready, dig that Terminator seed. Farmer Freddy, screwed by corporate greed. Roundup ready, you can't kill them crazy beans. Genetically unsteady, come on, eat your greens.
Yes, indeed, it was a land where these silicon-based mutants drank non-dairy creamer, milk from these roaming sofa groups of Naugahyde cows, and they ate vinyl bacon sliced off of beanbag chair sows.
Third world nations, you'll be fine, sign here on the dotted line. Soon your nations will be mine, it's the Roundup Ready Roundup. Roundup ready, you can't stop the march of science. Progress is steady, just like your compliance. Roundup ready, you can't kill them crazy beans. Genetically unsteady, come on, eat your greens.
But then one day, in an obscure laboratory, a silicon-based scientist made a discovery that filled his Tupperware heart with worry. And he scrutinized that formula with meticulous care, for he had discovered the formula for fresh country air. And he shouted, Eureka! As he checked his addition, but then he quickly erased the chalkboard, saying, my God, that stuff would destroy our entire ecosystem. Turn the world into an uninhabitable, natural place. Why, what kind of fool would use science to destroy his own race?
Human clones are brainless drones, some call it exploitation. Try these nifty pig hormones, it's xenotransplantation. Roundup ready, but you can't kill them crazy beans, genetically unsteady. Come on and eat your greens. Sing along now. Roundup ready, you can't kill them crazy beans, genetically unsteady. Come on and eat your greens. You got it? Roundup ready, you can't kill them crazy beans, genetically unsteady. Come on, eat your greens.
And Feeney and Chris Chandler, the Roundup Ready Roundup.
Yes, indeed.
Here on Rockin' the Boat.
A very cool tune by our friends, the Flying Folk Army from British Columbia.
I wrote that poem with a man named Phil Rockstro back many years ago.
So come visit our websites. I'm annfeeney.com, A-N-N-E-F-E-E-N-E-Y.
And I am primecd.com/chandler.htmmouse. No, I'm not. Forget about the MOUSC part. Prime CD, and you can navigate yourself to there.
Click on the bald guy.
PrimeCD.com?
Yes, indeed.
Okay. Maybe you can talk a little bit about some of your union songs there, Anne. I know that you have quite a history with the labor movement. Your grandfather was a union organizer and a musician.
I didn't know him. He died in 1939, but from what I hear, he used to play his fiddle at the meetings until they were sure all the spies and the stools were gone, and then they'd start talking union. I've been lucky to be pretty much on the front lines of every major battle that labor has fought since the J.P. Stevens boycott in the 80s. So,
how do you see maybe the labor movement changing over the time when you first became involved to the way things are now? I mean, it seems to me that a lot of the union organizing is less confrontational, maybe. I don't know if you think that way, but...
Well, there are a lot of interesting things going on. I mean, when I first came of age, it was at the height of the Vietnam War, and at anti-war demonstrations, we would see organized labor on the sidelines throwing things at us, telling us to go to Russia if we didn't like the war. Mm-hmm. Now we see them shoulder to shoulder with us in the anti-war marches. In those days, I marched with people of color to integrate the building trades, and now the building trades are actively recruiting minority members and have wonderful apprenticeship programs. So those are huge changes. And I would say that Seattle marked the WTO ministerial and the People's Uprising of November 1999 definitely was the beginning of a broader based environmental labor, student, elderly, clergy, the Southern Hemisphere coalition that is ultimately going to be the force that turns this all around. And despite the setbacks that we see, I think there are some powerful forces brewing. Pete Seeger says, the right wing gets to dump on the scales with an earth mover, and we just get to come up there one teaspoon at a time to try to balance it out on the other side. But there are so many more of us than there are of them that eventually, when enough people wake up, things happen. So I feel like labor's on a roll. We're organizing smarter and better, and although it's much harder to win a strike these days, there certainly have been some pretty amazing victories.
One of your songs that we play a lot here on Free Radio is Have You Been to Jail for Justice?
Oh, so great.
I'll pose that question to you, Anne Feeney. Have you been to jail for justice?
Well, the first time I went to jail for justice was in 1972 during the Republican National Convention in Miami. But it wasn't the last time. I've risked arrest 1,000 times since, but the only other time I've actually been to the pokey was during the Staley strike in Decatur, Illinois in the mid-90s. It's kind of tough to be the one to go to jail if you say, hey, do you mind taking care of this PA and this, all my instruments and my children while I go to jail? So, but now that my kids are grown, you'll be seeing me in jail a lot more often.
And you mentioned Seattle, the 99 uprising, and you also said you may be headed down to Guatemala, was it?
Yes.
Any plans to stop off in Cancun in September for the WTO ministerials then?
Actually, we will not be in Cancun for the WTO stuff, although I expect that we will be in Miami for the FTAA stuff in November. We are going to be all through the Midwest. I figure since it's our misfortune to actually be in the belly of the beast, that it's our job really to stay here and keep rattling the cage. I have a feeling there'll be plenty of people in Cancun.
Yeah, definitely. Chris Chandler, what are your thoughts on civil disobedience and the various protest movements out there?
Well, I think that the number of the amount of attention that we got just before the war really helped us in some way slow the war down and let the powers that be know that there is a lot of media attention out there, and I think civil disobedience is a great way to attract that media attention.
What do you think the title of your album, Holy Stolen Empire?
Live from the Holy Stolen Empire, yes.
We are in an age of empire here, and it's kind of scary living in it, as you mentioned, the belly of the beast, and it is our duty to rise up and resist, but I mean, maybe give me your thoughts on...
Well, with the title of that piece, it actually comes from a story about the story of Martin Luther and how it was the printing press that tore down the Holy Roman Empire. And I believe, and I sincerely believe, that it will be things like television, satellite dishes, the internet, and yes, pirate radio that tears down the Holy Stolen Empire. It is that ability to, when the third world is reminded on a daily basis of just how we're living at their expense, they won't take it anymore. They will be crossing over the Rio Grande, and it will happen.
You're tuned to, go ahead, you have something to add?
Despite all the media consolidation, they went ahead and bought up all the commercial stations only to discover that we formed all these little independent media and pirate radio stations.
I thought we bought all those stations.
Right. And I don't think the world would have ever learned about the death of Carlos Giuliani in Genoa had it not been for the indie media centers. But once that video was broadcast on the internet and city after city, then the big media had to fess up to telling the truth about the lawless Italian police.
And it was the pirate radios and the independent media centers that brought attention to how many people there really were on the streets in San Francisco and New York and London and Stockholm that made the larger media fess up to that as well. Otherwise, they would have just started. They would have continued with their couple of dozen people hobbled down the street pelting police with rocks and bottles. I mean, how many times have you been at a demonstration and had it reported that way? You know, I actually saw 17 blocks full of people. Now, if you think it takes 25 people to cross that block times, you know, times 17 blocks, that's a lot of people.
Yeah. That's why one of the key reasons we started Free Radio Santa Cruz, as a matter of fact, was the maligned reporting that was happening against, you know, various people's movements and... I agree. I think that's where a lot of energy needs to go, in educating and things like this, you know, taking back media. And also through song, like what you're doing, you know, getting a message any way we can through culture, through art, through music, over the airwaves, you know, we'll do it.
It was music that radicalized me. And over, time and time again, I've seen that music hits a spot that people can't defend as well. It's almost like the curtain comes down with a talking head, I'm sure. You've experienced it yourself.
Yeah, yes, you go to these demonstrations and you have a very powerful, moving speech, and then you follow that with a good sing-along and get that many people singing together. It really shows the power of the movement when they all sing together.
You're tuned to Rockin' the Boat on Free Radio Santa Cruz, 96.3 FM. My guests are Ann Feeney and Chris Chandler, radical musicians in our studio. They're with us for another few moments here on Rockin' the Boat. Maybe we can end with a song. What do you think?
Okay. In the village of Kildoran lived a maiden young and fair. Her eyes they shone like diamonds, she had long flowing hair. The countryman came riding up to her daddy's gate. Mounted on a milk-white stallion, he came at the stroke of eight.
Now some will say that we lost our innocence when a young president's skull was blown into a pink mist in Dallas. But up to that point, the only threat to our innocence had been watching Annette Funicella sprout breasts on national television. And although our prepubescent minds were fogged with lust, we really had nothing to fear because Annette Funicella's breasts were not that threatening. They were more like breastketeers.
Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter. Step it out, Mary, if you can. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter. Show your legs to the country man.
And still we wait for the return of Valium Yellow Sunshine to burn a hole in this fog and return our world into a pastel paradise. But it does not come. And as we wait, Four airplanes fly from the twisted heavens and slam into our man-made mountains. I mean, talk about a faith-based initiative. And CNN reports once again that this is our loss of innocence. So I ask you, how many times can our innocence be lost? I mean, is a prostitute who suffers total amnesia now declared a virgin?
I have come to court your daughter Mary of the golden hair. I have gold and I have silver, I have lands beyond compare.
How can we be innocent when we consciously plowed our fertile prairies into furrows and planted rows and rows and rows of dead Indians and then watered them with the sweat of African slaves and asked the good Lord above the ground to be fruitful and multiply by performing a ritualistic salesman's tap dance? And the good Lord responded, and the ground was indeed fruitful, and it did indeed multiply, and it bloomed forth office parks, strip malls, and subdivisions. It seems to me that the prototypical American is Mary Kay, accessorized with a Gatling gun.
I will buy her silk and satin and a gold ring for her hand. I'll build for her a mansion, she'll have servants to command.
Did we innocently steal this land? Like when I was a kid, right? I wanted this skateboard, but my mother wouldn't let me have one. So, well, I took one anyway. But she made me return it, giving me a lecture on mine and yours and theirs. Until one day, my mother said, "Be careful with your little sister." And I thought, "Ah, she's my little sister." So I took her up the street and I traded her to Kenny Jones for a skateboard.
Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter. Step it out, Mary, if you can. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter. Show your legs to the country man.
Is this the way that we innocently stole this land? Like a child steals? Or like my dog? My dog will eat from the bowl of another because my dog is still connected with the oneness, with the holy oneness of everything. And let me tell you, that is beautiful. But don't you find it a strangely Zen concept for a property-owning nation?
Kind sir, I love a soldier. I have promised him my hand. I don't want your silk nor satin. I don't need your house nor land. Mary's father spoke up sharply. You will do as you are told. You'll marry him on Sunday and you'll wear the band of gold.
Is this the way that we innocently killed tens of thousands of guilty Afghan and Iraqi civilians? Because a bomb does kill innocently. A bomb itself cannot decipher innocence from guilt. A truly smart bomb would be able to blow the guilty to bits, but leave one whose character leans to the decent. Hey, go buy him a round of drinks. Somebody is guilty of, say, a little too much vanity, and just leave them clad in clothes off the racks from JCPenney. Sort of a smart-ass bomb. One more Groucho Marx than John Wayne.
Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter. Step it out, Mary, if you can. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter. Show your legs to the country, man.
These are the fogs and mysteries of our history. And our history is indeed a mystery. But a mystery requires a great detective. And the best detectives are not Angela Lansbury teaming up with Andy Griffith and Dick Van Dyke and whatever down-on-their-luck actor hadn't worked in 20 years looking for any role they can get. I don't know, the Partridge Family Murder Mystery Series, where they travel around the country in a psychedelic minivan, solving impossible and plausible crimes the last 5 minutes. The guilty are locked up so that we can guiltlessly consume whatever products are advertised after the miraculous denouement.
In the village of Kildoran, there's a deep stream running by. They found Mary there at midnight. She drowned with her soldier boy. In the cottage there is music, you can hear her daddy say, "Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter, Sunday'll be your wedding day."
It is time, my friends, for us to stop declaring ourselves innocent and say, "Hey, I was nowhere near the scene of the crime. Really, I was home watching reruns of Top Cops at the time, but still, I am the murderer."
Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter.
Or do we continue to declare ourselves innocent?
Step it out, Mary, if you can.
Say, "Damn right I'm innocent, and I'm gonna kill anyone who doubts it."
Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter.
And I will enter heaven if I have to climb the mountain of corpses beneath me.
Dan Feeney and Chris Chandler, Innocence, here on Rockin' the Boat. That's going to wind it up for us tonight. Tune in again on Monday, 5:30 to 6 o'clock. I'll be back with another edition of Rockin' the Boat here on Freak Radio.